That's a good clap for the Lord. Amen. Welcome, all of you joining us right now. It is our 2 p.m. service. We have a 2 p.m. It's only a one-hour service every first Sunday of every single month. And we always give the opportunity for someone to bring something from the throne room of God, from the fire. We make way for the Lord to use the lives of different individuals. And right now, I have the pleasure and the honor to introduce to you a powerful woman of God. She is our worship leader here at Baltimore Christian Faith Center, someone who has grown in the Lord tremendously within the last few years. And she has a message especially for us and for you watching right now online. I want you to give a very warm welcome to Sister April Nascimento. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Alrighty, let's start this off bowing our heads in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day, for bringing us back into your house to hear from you, to look into your word, Lord. Holy Spirit, we ask that you take over, that you have your way throughout this message. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so if you have your Bibles with you, I'd ask you to open up to Acts chapter 4. I'm going to start us off with a brief recap. So this was shortly after the day of Pentecost. Peter and John were brought before the high priests, the rulers, and the scribes because they had healed a man that was lame at the temple gate in the name of Jesus. And they preached in the gospel after that man was healed. And the first thing that I want to call our attention to is that Peter didn't hesitate to use an opportunity to give glory to Jesus. In fact, the Bible tells us to always be ready to give a defense for our hope. So seeing this man healed immediately, he uses the occasion to spread the name of Jesus. So let's go down to verse 8 through 10. Okay. And it says, "Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, 'Rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole.'" Praise the Lord. So again, he was more than willing to share the reason for the hope that he had. And if we go down to verse 13, we can see the outcome of the speech that he spoke before the people. So verse 13. "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled and they realized that they had been with Jesus." So right off the bat, I want to say, if this message sounds familiar, that's because it is, but Pastor saw my notes first and I didn't see his. But what I want to highlight here is that first it says that Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit as he spoke to the crowd. And that tells us that the empowerment of the Holy Spirit is a key to boldness. Another thing is that the Bible says that, can we put that verse back up really quick? Verse 13, thank you. "They perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, and they marveled." So these scribes and elders, they were people that spent their whole lives studying the Word of God. And even the Bible says in the New Testament that they were marveled at Jesus' authority as he spoke the Word of God, because he didn't see it as one who was assuming or trying his best to figure it out, but he spoke with authority the word of God because he had understanding. And that teaches us that our personal human limitations are not a limitation to the Holy Spirit. So for me, you might qualify yourself an introvert, you might be a shy person, or English might not be your first language, but none of our own limitations are a limitation to the Holy Spirit working through us and in us. So after this, the high priest and council threatened Peter and John not to speak any more in the name of Jesus, but they respond not by quieting down, but asking the Lord for more boldness. So that's an example for us in the face of intimidation or fear, whether that be spiritual or a person trying to imitate us, that we should go to the Lord and ask for more boldness ask for the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to keep speaking without being hindered by intimidation. So let's go and see their prayer, the disciples' prayer, in Acts chapter 4, verse 29 through 30. So it's just a few verses down. And they said, "Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus." So boldness for the believer, as we see in that verse, is for twofold. First, it's for the believer to speak the word of God with boldness, and it's also to move in the power of the Holy Spirit. He says in that verse that with all boldness they may speak your word, and by stretching out your hand to heal and through signs and wonders. So that's what we need boldness for, to share the gospel, to speak the word of God over our lives and situations, and to see the power of the Holy Spirit moving in our lives. We're going to go to same chapter, Acts 40, but back a few verses to verse 20. And after they were instructed not to speak in the name of Jesus, Peter said, "We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." Peter says this first off because he was a man that was transformed by what he'd seen and witnessed and by the power of the Holy Spirit indwelling in him, but also because he'd been commissioned for this purpose. And we have this same commission from our Lord Jesus to speak the gospel, to lay hands on the sick and they'll recover, to drive out demons, to cleanse the lepers, and to raise the dead. As Pastor was saying this morning, we have been commissioned for this same purpose. And it's the same spirit that's living in us that was living in the disciples then. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. I'll give you a few minutes to turn there. All right. "And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, 'I believed and therefore I spoke,' we also believe and therefore speak." Amen. We have the same spirit in us, the same spirit of faith that enables us to speak before men, to speak to the people in our lives about the word of God and to share our testimony. I just want to say that because we have this faith in us, that everyone around us that's in our lives should know what we believe and who we believe. I give God the glory because I've had the chance to witness to a few of my coworkers. And even recently we were doing a Secret Santa thing. And I'm not the most open with people I don't know that well, but somebody that had my name drawn, they were trying to figure out what they should get for me. And then one of the people there said, "Well, I know that she likes peach rings and that she loves Jesus." So I give glory to God because even if you don't know that much about me, I'm just thankful that the love of Jesus is present in my life. I also, keeping with this evangelism theme, we speak not trusting in the power of our own wisdom, but the power of the word of God to speak through us. So just recently, a few of us here went out evangelizing. And there's so many verses that specifically are to share salvation, like John 3:16, "We're saved by grace through faith." But the only verse, for whatever reason, I could think of on that day is that "all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." It's probably the shortest salvation verse there is. But I give God the glory because someone still accepted the Lord Jesus that day. Amen. So, keeping with this, the power to speak boldly and also the power of the Holy Spirit, let's go to 2 Corinthians 3:12. Okay. And it says, "Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech." Now, this version says boldness of speech, but I have NLT also there. Let's see what that version says, please. "Since this new way gives us such confidence, we can be very bold." And in the CSB version, it says, "We act with great boldness." And even translated, if you look back in the Greek, it says that we make use of or take advantage of the boldness that we have because of our hope. Bible also says that the righteous are as bold as a lion. So because we are in a new and living way that Jesus has consecrated, because we have access to the Holy of Holies, we have a boldness in us, boldness for the power of the Holy Spirit to work through us. Let's go down to Ephesians 1:19. "And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Amen. We have, again, just reinforcing what was spoken today. The power of the Holy Spirit is the boldness that we have. It's the confidence that we have. Let's go to Ephesians 3:12. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. We have this boldness because we're connected and abiding in Jesus. The Bible says that we are seated in the heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And it's that same thing that caused the people to say that they could tell the disciples had been with Jesus. May the same thing be said in our lives. In Jesus' name. And then finally, we're going to go to Ephesians 3:16. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the confidence that we have in you. We thank you for the right standing that we have in you through the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for empowering us to be a witness, Lord God, to win souls for you. We thank you for the boldness that we have to move in the power of the Holy Spirit, to speak your word over our lives. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Give the Lord a big clap. It's worthy.